Tiger Woods became the third man in history to win back-to-back titles at the Masters Golf Tournament yesterday, taking control early in the final round and then watching as one challenger after another fell by the wayside. It was his third victory at the Masters and his seventh major championship. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
So they make all these changes to the golf course, and they get the exact same result.
Well, if the golf course was 5,000 yards longer, 5,000 yards shorter, wider, narrower, Tiger Woods is still the best player. And we saw that through the weekend. He started out by making his short putts on Thursday, and that is a sign to the other players that it's going to be a long week for them, because when he makes those putts, it gives him confidence in the rest of his game. And when he's playing his best golf, no one in the world can beat him. That's the clear evidence right now, no matter what they do to a golf course.
And then there was the meltdown by everyone challenging him.
Well, I think that's why, because they're intimidated when he's playing well. When they see Tiger Woods' name on the leaderboard, they all know that they have to play virtually perfect golf to have a chance to win, because he never makes big mistakes on Sunday when he's in contention for a major. It's not a fluke that he's won seven of these and never been second. Jack Nicklaus, for example, won 18 times but was second 19 times. Tiger doesn't finish second. The competition looks at him when he's going well and the mistakes start to occur. And yesterday was just remarkable to see Vijay Singh make a 9, Ernie Els make an 8, and no one make a serious move at him on the back 9.
Now, are they choking or are they gambling and failing the gamble?
I think it's the latter. I mean, the leaderboard yesterday had 6 of the top 7 players in the world. So these are guys who've been through the crucible of Sunday in a major championship. They're not fluke contenders. And yet, each of these guys kept making these terrible mistakes that you just couldn't believe that players of this caliber would make. And I think it's because, you're right, they had to take gambles, felt they had to take gambles to have any chance to catch Tiger.
7 majors now for Tiger Woods. Jack Nicklaus won 18, so is Tiger right on schedule?
He's actually a little bit ahead of schedule. Tiger's 26. Nicklaus won his 6th major title when he was 26. So Woods is now just a little bit ahead of him, and that's his goal. He wants to be the greatest player of all time. Nicklaus's 18 majors is the benchmark of greatness, and he's right where he wants to be.
It's the last Masters for Arnold Palmer.
And very emotional, as you might expect. He played in 48 straight Masters and decided on Thursday, after the new supersized golf course had really beaten him up, that at 72 it was time to step aside. His second round had to be extended into Saturday because of the rain, but the crowd around 18 Saturday morning when he walked up was the largest I've ever seen at Augusta National, and there were a lot of tears because people truly love Arnold Palmer. Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus are the greatest players in history, but Arnold Palmer's the most beloved.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled.